Mornings on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It is said the first casualty of war is the truth, and there are conflicting reports about the killings of more than 100 Palestinians in northern Gaza. Israeli soldiers guarding an aid convoy opening fire as people raced to pull food from the trucks. Israel says many were run over and that soldiers felt they were in danger.
They say a crowd of people started to approach one of their tanks. The Israelis say the tanks were there to protect the convoy. They say people got too close to the convoy. The Israelis claim the crowd was, their quote, threatening. And that's when they used a machine gun, one of the tanks, to open fire at the crowd.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. The Senate and House passed a one-week spending measure, keeping the government going and giving lawmakers time to maybe fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Friday will propose a new July 8th trial date for Donald Trump's classified documents case. Trump's lawyers want it next year. This is ABC News. No one killed in a fire that destroyed a homeless encampment in Minneapolis.
There were a few minor injuries. For the most part, everyone is safe.
Mayor Jacob Frey.
Although there was some property damage, it wasn't nearly as extensive as it could have been.
Cause of the blaze, undetermined. Got a doorbell camera? Is it made in China? ABC's Mark Remillard says, beware.
An investigation from Consumer Reports says some doorbell cameras sold by online retailers have security flaws that could allow bad actors to view footage or control them completely. Researchers say they found major vulnerabilities with cameras manufactured by Chinese-based Ekin Group, which uses the brand names Ekin, Tuck, and others. The devices were sold on Amazon, Walmart, Sears, and Temu, which removed the cameras after learning of the report. Walmart, likewise, says the cameras have been removed and were being sold by third-party retailers. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Marquette with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The number 5-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles ran away with a 91-69 win over the Providence Friars. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Providence is a very physical team, an aggressive team. Got a little chippy out there at times, but you know, just proud of our guys' effort and connectivity.
Tyler Kolek had to leave the game with a possible oblique injury. The Badgers are back, getting ready to host number 13th-ranked Illinois Saturday at noon at the Kohl Center. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee now 1-4 in Cactus League games. But manager Pat Murphy says there are encouraging signs.
There's some great stuff every day. You know, again, we're playing guys that might be in Double-A. We're playing guys that might not be with the Brewers. We're not playing to win, and we hope we win. You know, that feels better, but this has no effect. It's about how the guys are playing.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky in the overnight with south winds on the breezy side. Upper 20s expected by sunrise. On your Friday, sunny skies, south winds close to 30 miles per hour, highs in the middle 50s, Saturday sunshine and lower 60s. Currently 38 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On Friday, you cannot miss my interview with Chef Leon of Milwaukee's Amelinda Restaurant.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine. You can find his video blog over at Philip Itner. Just plug that in, his name, on YouTube. And there it'll be, and Itner Philip is his Twitter handle. Phil, welcome back to the program. How are things going in Ukraine right now?
Not that great, frankly, Tom. The Russians are definitely taking advantage of the fact that there's a lack of ammunition on the Ukrainian side, and they're making progress out east. They notably took the town of Avdiivka, but now they're taking advantage of that momentum and pushing even further west. The Ukrainians are putting up as best a fight as they possibly can. And, you know, the Russians are not making huge strides because the Ukrainians have built their defenses in depth for fear that this might happen. So on the ground, it doesn't look that great right now. And that's directly responsible. That's a direct result of Speaker Johnson's decision not to bring the aid bill onto the floor.
Which again, today he refused to bring to the floor. Mike Johnson, every single day, acquires more blood, more Ukrainian blood on his disgusting little
100%,
hands.
100%. He is every day that we dither and every day that we're involved in these.
Oh, he's not dithering. He's kissing Trump's ass by proxy kissing Putin's ass. That's what's going on. I'd be more.
While our Congress remains ineffectual. Yeah, no. While our Congress remains stuck in amber because of one man, people are dying here.
Yeah,
people are dying. And I know there's a protest in DC. There's a group there that is out there, rain or shine, trying to put pressure onto Johnson. And, you know, obviously everybody's been doing phone campaigns, but they're out there, I think, at New Jersey and Independence. So if you're anywhere near the Beltway, you can make it there and show your support for Ukraine. It's only through pressure on Johnson. And I don't know, frankly, Tom, if it's going to work or not, or whether or not we're going to have to force that vote to the floor. And that's going to take, you know, 30 days plus. Mm-hmm. And every single day, Ukrainians are dying. So it's not going well on the ground. And the Ukrainians are very gracious people, and they understand they're coming hat in hand to the West, but promises were made. And there is growing resentment that you know, they're fighting and dying here for, you know,
and Biden had promised we would do whatever it takes.
And we promised that we would stand by them, not only, you know, not only that during the current war, but also going back into the history of, you know, 94 and the Budapest agreement.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace that we are letting these people down as badly as we are. And I'm ashamed many times when I'm walking around the streets of Kyiv They're too kind of people to lay into me, but I feel embarrassed. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's rare. It's sad that we, as a nation, have been co-opted by basically agents of Vladimir Putin. I mean, it's just there's no other way to say it. Well, you know, Johnson is doing Putin's work for him, and
but it's Putin to Trump, Trump to Johnson, and yeah. I tell that to Ukrainians, and that is one thing, Tom, that it's worth noting. When I do say that to them, they understand because they've been the victim of the same kind of
With Yanukovych.
Psychological intelligence warfare. Absolutely, 100%. So they understand that we have been attacked in the United States and continue to be under attack. But, you know, it doesn't compare. An attack on our body politic is very different than an attack that results in dead men, women, and children. So, you know, it's not the same, but it is an attack, and they do understand that when I speak to them
about it. Were you in Ukraine during the Yanukovych time?
I was. I've been coming to this country since 2001, mm-hmm. and I remember that period very well, and how it was regressive, and the Ukrainians who had such great hope after, you know, the Yellow Revolution, where they did vote in a legitimate election, to have it regress back to a Moscow stooge who ultimately, you know, provoke, in my opinion, and I know I get pushback on this, but I'll stand by the statement. He pushed this country onto the Maidan uprising because he betrayed his promises, and you know, while he said he would you know, make better trade ties with Europe, he then reneged on that promise and went with Moscow, and that's what caused Maidan. The violence on Maidan ultimately led to his ouster by a legal and proper vote within the legislative body here. I remember all of this, Tom. I remember being on Maidan, and the argument that it was created by the CIA rips away Ukrainian agency. And I saw it on Maidan with my own two eyes. Mm. And all these talks of Nazis or whatever talking point gets put out in the world, I'm living amongst these people. And I can tell you categorically that the vast majority of these people know exactly what they're fighting against. They haven't been, you know, hoodwinked by the CIA. They haven't been, you know, manipulated by Western powers. They're fighting against an oppressor, and they know they're oppressors. So I really get offended when I hear these narratives about whether it's Nazism or whether it's not CIA stations around the country or whatever it is that excuses or tries to diminish Ukrainian agency really gets my back up, because I know these people, and the vast majority of these people do not want to live like they live in Russia. They want to live as Europeans.
Yeah, and they want to live free.
They want to live free.
100%. There's on one of the social media sites, and forgive me for not remembering all the details. I read so many things every day preparing for this show, and this was kind of, you know, anecdotal or parenthetic or, you know, on this as an aside. This woman was talking about how she's got a support Ukraine bumper sticker on her car. And for months, she would get, you know, thumbs up and nice honks and people waving at her. And for the last 3 weeks, she's had several people give her the finger and, you know, flip her
They've
off.
They've weaponized it.
They have weaponized our social media. The you know, and Elon Musk is just fine with this, apparently. Russian trolls on all over, you know, the X. And apparently they're all over Facebook as well, too.
It's clearly
asymmetric warfare.
100%. And it's Musk is a very suspect individual. You know, the whole Starlink controversy. Now we're starting apparently to see there are many, many reports that Starlink is actually being used by the Russians, despite what Musk said that he could do geofencing and all of this stuff. Musk is pro Putin. And that is sifting down. And now that it's been weaponized by the GOP because of the cult aspect of the MAGA crowd, that they will turn on a dime when 6 months ago, everybody was kind of like, you know, the party of Reagan, all the rest of it. And, you know, that we were pro Ukrainian. But if Trump gets his orders from the Kremlin to, you know, to bash Ukraine, and he sends it on down the line to Johnson, that gets disseminated out to the MAGA crowd. And yeah, it's sad to hear that they're flipping off somebody with a support Ukraine bumper sticker, because the fate of Ukraine will decide the fate of Europe, and we need to stand with Europe in their transatlantic alliance. It's directly connected to our security.
Yep.
And to have it, you know, kneecap like that, aside from the fact that it's right and good and that there are people fighting and dying here for a just cause, to have our body politic, to have our minds manipulated like that, our fellow citizens be co-opted like that, it's depressing as hell.
I'm curious your thoughts, Phil, on Putin's statement yesterday that in response to Macron, the president of France, who came out 3 or 4 days ago and said that he would not rule out putting French troops into Ukraine. And then Putin came out yesterday and said, if you do that, I will start a nuclear war and I will end all civilization on Earth. I'm curious your response.
Well, I mean, it's the old bully thing is you can't. So if we let, look, first off, with Macron's, and everybody else in NATO and within the European Union instantly stood up and said, you know, not that we did, you, Macron does not speak for us. But regardless of that, it's the old bully situation, because if we let Putin make those kind of threats and we let those threats influence our actions, he will just do it again and again and again. And he also sends the message to everybody who's got a border dispute with anybody else who might be connected to a nuclear power that the only way to defend yourself is to have nukes. The reason we're in this situation is because Ukraine gave up its nukes. If we had not influenced them to do so in the Budapest Agreement in 94, they'd have nukes right now. And do you think Moscow would be blithely marching towards Kiev if they had nukes? No. And so what message does that send? No, we have to stand up to Putin, nukes or not, because if we don't, he's just going to continuously be the bully on the playground, and the only thing that they understand, you know, a bully understands is when folks stand up to him. Yeah, so unified together, we need to stand up to this bully Putin.
Yeah, you got to punch bullies in the face. I mean, it's the only way to do it. Phil Ittner,
sadly,
the brilliant veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine. Phil, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. It's always an honor to have you, Phil. It really is.
Thank you.
We'll be back 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have an amazing geeky science about ultra-processed foods and a crazy alert about Rand Paul and RFK Jr. Really? Stay with us.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM,
Ridgeland County's choice for news
and 107.7 FM.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, it's the last day of February, which is Heart Health Month. And so I encourage you to, and those you take care about, to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population of the country would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for almost a decade now. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com to get that free full-size bag of turmeric chews and a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews. tomlovesbeats.com. 23 minutes past the hour. Again, amazing geeky science. This just blew my mind. I mean, we all know that ultra-processed foods are bad for you, but I had no idea. And we're talking about basically cereals, protein bars, fizzy drinks, meals that are, you know, frozen food, meals ready to eat, canned foods, fast food, the stuff you buy in the fast food restaurants. All of this stuff is referred to as ultra-processed foods, or UPF. And in the UK and the US, more than half the average diet now consists of ultra-processed foods. And in fact, in many disadvantaged areas in the United States, poor areas, the diet can contain as much as 80%. In fact, typically contains 80% ultra-processed foods. So this extraordinary review that was published in the British Medical Journal, BMJ, and they looked at 10 million people. This is no, you know, small study with 38 people in it. 10 million people. And this is what they've had. And by the way, the people doing this research were not affiliated with any of these companies. It was the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, the University of Sydney in Australia, and the Sorbonne University in France. And writing in the British Medical Journal, they wrote, and I quote, overall, direct associations were found between exposure to ultra-processed foods and 32 health parameters spanning mortality, cancer, mental, respiratory, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and metabolic health outcomes. Greater exposure to ultra-processed food was associated with a higher risk of adverse health outcomes, especially cardiometabolic, common mental disorders, and mortality outcomes. In other words, want to get depressed? Eat at a fast food restaurant. They go on to point out that these foods, including the stuff that's sold in fast food restaurants, because, you know, all the ingredients come in giant boxes. They're all super processed, except for maybe the pickle. Well, those come in giant boxes, too. They write that they undergo multiple industrial processes and often contain colors, emulsifiers, flavors, and other additives. These products also tend to be high in sugar, fat, and salt, but are low in vitamins and fiber. And this is where it gets amazing, the numbers. They actually quantified this stuff. The higher UPF intake, ultra-processed food intake, was associated with a 50% increase risk of cardiovascular disease-related death. A 50% increase in heart attacks from eating junk food and fast food restaurant food. A 48 to 53% higher risk of anxiety and common mental disorders, including depression. A 53% increased risk of depression and anxiety. A 12% greater risk of type 2 diabetes. There was a 21% greater risk of death from any cause. And a 40 to 66% increase in heart disease-related death, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and sleep problems. And a 22% increase in risk of depression. They also go on to say there's also evidence for associations between ultra-processed foods and asthma, gastrointestinal health, multiple cancers, cardiometabolic risk factors such as high blood fats and low levels of good cholesterol. And they note that these ultra-processed foods, including restaurant fast food, are, quote, aggressively marketed usually to disadvantaged communities. And you wonder by, you know, you go into parts of the country that are poor. And I've noticed this for decades now. The poorer the community, the more the obesity. The more the obesity, the more all of these conditions. And where does it come from? It is all coming, or most, the vast majority of it is coming from people eating ultra-processed foods. If it can sit on a shelf for a month, it's ultra-processed. You don't want to eat it. If it comes out of a fast food restaurant, run in the other direction. Make some fresh food. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour, and that slimy weasel, Mike Johnson, who has blood, Ukrainian blood on his hands, is giving a photo op right now.
From News from the Center, Highland, WRCE, your choice for news, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. WRCE, County's choice for AM and 107.7 FM.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It is said the first casualty of war is the truth. And there are conflicting reports about the killings of more than 100 Palestinians in northern Gaza. Israeli soldiers guarding an aid convoy opening fire as people race to pull food from the trucks. Israel says many were run over and that soldiers felt they were in danger.
They say a crowd of people started to approach one of their tanks. The Israelis say the tanks were there to protect the convoy. They say people got too close to the convoy. The Israelis claimed the crowd was, their quote, threatening. And that's when they used a machine gun, one of the tanks, to open fire at the crowd.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. The Senate and House passed a one-week spending measure, keeping the government going and giving lawmakers time to maybe fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. Special Counsel Jack Smith on Friday will propose a new July 8th trial date for Donald Trump's classified documents case. Trump's lawyers want it next year. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. The White House is not offering more details. Harris was in Waukesha County in January, part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. It's been more than a week now since anyone's last seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky in the overnight with south winds on the breezy side, upper 20s expected by sunrise. On your Friday, sunny skies, south winds close to 30 miles per hour. Highs in the middle 50s, Saturday sunshine and lower 60s. Right now it's 37.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally blown away by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see it in their coats, in the spring in their step, in the sparkle in their eye. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, drmartypets.com/Tom. Check it out. Say hi for me. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hey, Jesse, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. By the way, let me just toss one thing out here. Jack Smith just filed a thing with Eileen Cannon saying that she's in clear error wanting to expose the witnesses against Donald Trump, and he's threatening to take it to an appeals court. Just FYI, is the latest breaking news. So anyhow, back to you, Jesse. What's on your mind today?
Okay, Tom. I want to know something here. When I was going to school, there were three branches of government. The legislature makes the laws, the executive branch enforces the laws, and the judiciary branch interprets the law. What changed?
The Republican Party decided that they didn't believe anymore in the system of government that the founders created and that we have fine-tuned and tweaked over the years to become what we're all familiar with. They abandoned Dwight Eisenhower's understanding of government. In fact, they've largely abandoned Ronald Reagan's, although Reagan himself, you know, committed a horrible treasonous crime to become president, cutting a deal with the Iranians to hold the hostages to screw Jimmy Carter. But basically, they've just decided power at all cost. In fact, I'd say that really started with Reagan.
Well, they taught us that emphatically. And
I know. I remember third grade, fourth grade civics.
What I see now is a complete reversal.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Jesse. You're absolutely right. And times have changed. Jesse, thanks for the call, and thanks for pointing it out. You're absolutely right. David in Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. First-time caller. Love your show. Well,
thank you.
I think there's a silver lining in the SCOTUS decision that took place yesterday. The closer this trial gets to the election, that's going to give Donald Trump a soapbox for 3 months to claim his martyrdom that he's been wronged.
Yeah.
And I think by not having this trial, we are basically pulling that soapbox out from under him. He lives and dies by these trials and is using them as political rallies.
Well, he has no choice. They're still hurting him. They're hurting him. He just has no choice but to make lemonade out of those lemons.
His popularity seems to go up every time one of these trials is going on and he's visiting these courtrooms. And I think if SCOTUS comes back with a decision that he doesn't have complete immunity, which I'm hopeful for, but not as confident as I used to be,
yeah.
I think let's find him guilty in the court of public opinion. Because if there is a trial, and heaven forbid, one of these MAGA Republicans sneaks into the jury pool and somehow they find him innocent, it would be a disaster.
Yeah, and there's a very real possibility of that happening. I mean, there's so many Americans now who have just been turned against their country by these Russian trolls on social media, and now some of the CEOs of the social media as well. David, excellent point. Thank you. Barbara in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I love your show, and now I can watch it every day since I'm retired.
Well, thank you, Barbara. What's up?
The Supreme Court decision last night to take the case, it just devastated me.
Yeah.
And it's going to stall things even longer. But I had an idea.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't Trump done enough things in all of his criminal cases to violate the orders that he got about not talking about witnesses or not attacking judges and
oh, I think he's
like
clearly
that.
Violated the gag orders in several of these cases, yes. But nobody is.
So can Jack Smith revoke his bail?
No, that would have to, a judge would have to revoke his bail, and a judge would have to, you know, rule on those violations. I think they're all, they're trying to be very, very careful about his First Amendment rights. And I get that. I disagree with it. I think that the gag orders are there for a good reason, and Trump is manipulating the legal system the way mob bosses do. But
if Jack Smith filed, had enough to file a motion to revoke his bail, wouldn't Trump get worried that he'd be sitting in jail and then he might want a speedy trial?
I doubt it.
And it would stop him from doing all
these. I doubt that Jack Smith would file a motion like that. And B, even if he did, I think Trump would sneer at it. You know, I just don't think it would have the impact that you think. What I'd like to see Jack Smith do is file an indictment against Jenny Thomas. I think, you know, and Scott Perry. And, you know, Mo Brooks and, you know, J.D. Vance, some of the people, you know, John Kennedy down in Louisiana, you know, Tommy Tuberville in particular.
If he can't move on the Trump thing, right. Move on all these unindicted co-conspirators.
Exactly. They do not have the immunity that Trump is claiming, and it's not before the Supreme Court for them. Yeah, absolutely right. In fact, it's probably going to be the op-ed that I write this afternoon, Barbara. Barbara, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. A couple things. Indulge me for a minute. I'm going to start off with a brief little thing here. David Brand, it is said that power corrupts, but actually it is more true that power attracts the corruptible. The sane are usually attracted by other things than power. Now, one of the things of the GOP chat here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on this nice, lovely, smoky day, is that, you know, Cole and Kevin Hearn and co, our insurrection coalition, are signaling that they want to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And be prepared that this is one of the things that they're going to break out as far as the debt ceiling negotiation. Yeah. And I say to that is we don't need any new taxes. We need to repeal a tax cut.
Yeah.
It's not a new tax.
Yeah, repeal Donald Trump's tax cut. I'm all in favor of it.
Just start with
and
that.
And then repeal, you know, Bush's tax cut, and then repeal Reagan's tax cut, and within 10 or 15 years, you will no longer have a budget deficit, or a national debt, or it won't be anywhere near as big.
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole idea, of course, now everybody's squealing, I'm on Social Security, you know, and I'm sitting here going, well, gee, who do I pay now? And, of course, with the debt ceiling and everything, well, electric bill, you know, PSO, ONG, they don't care what your story is. They want their money, and they want it now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this thing going on here. Every time they bring up the stuff about Roe and Constitution, every time you need to scream about Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific and go about those head notes, because this is the basis that they put Blotty, that Citizens United, the whole idea of a super citizen as a corporation.
I know. I wrote a book about it called Unequal Protection.
Yes, I know. And I read it.
Okay, there you go.
So
what do we do about it here, David? Where do we? You know.
Well, we've got to, first of all, it gets back to my other thing about our framing. Because as soon as they're dropping these framings in on conversations, and they like to talk about religion, bring up the Bible every time, you know, and it's like, okay, what about thou shalt not bear false witness? Because every one of these people has gone around for, oh, you know, we're so Christian, Stitt and Facts, and Stitt and Hearn and Mullen and everything. Oh, they're one of the, and oh, Roger Walters or, state superintendent, you know, we have this trans kid, which is just down the road from me, got killed. You know, Tulsa's got a whole lot.
Next Benedict, yeah. Yeah, are you getting, by the way,
we're in the land of the 900-foot Jesus. going all back to the Christian nationalism. This is Oral Roberts University. You know, God's going to get me for $35 million.
I know.
You know,
I remember it well. David, all excellent points.
Point is framing.
Yeah, no, framing. I get it. I totally
messaging,
get it.
Framing.
Yeah, I totally get it. Thank you very much. Paul in Cottonwood, Arizona. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just a couple of things. Orrin Hatch, it was never, should have had an investigation with him with a Challenger scenario. The Challenger was never made to be made in multiple stages. It was made to be shipped and sent by barge down to Florida. Somehow, Thiokol got the contract, and this is where we came in with the three-stage rockets, the O-rings, and...
What did Orrin Hatch have to do with that?
Pardon?
What did Orrin Hatch have to do with that?
Orrin Hatch was a senator from Utah.
No, I know that, but what did he have to do with the O-rings on the Challenger that caused the ship to blow, the rocket to blow up?
He basically, I don't know how the hell Thiokol got that contract.
Is that a company that was a big donor to him or something?
I would imagine so.
Well,
he's a Republican.
Yeah, but you don't know.
There was enough. Well, I went to the president of the company with my research, and I showed him what I had because we had a problem.
Right.
And I gave him my theory, and all of a sudden, all my records were taken by him, thrown. I was thrown off the project.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Paul. Paul, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but, wow. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Indica's from choice the Saturday, for news, talk, and sports. 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news,
and 107.7 FM.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website. Like this one from Hallie. Quote, honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose or bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send them back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. Great gifts, by the way, as well. So save up to 35% at CozyEarth.com with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Mark in Celestine, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I can't remember the timeline on this. I want to say it was 1964. George Wallace got trounced in the governor's race in Alabama. And he said the only way he could keep in the national spotlight to run for president in 68 was to change the state constitution so he could get another term as governor or unlimited terms. Looking forward ahead to this national election, if Trump would win, do you think he would try to propose legislation like that to the Congress?
Of course.
Where you could get unlimited, what?
Of course. It's the same thing Putin did. He had the Duma, the Russian parliament, change the law so there was no longer term limits. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
He's already
about
said
that
as much. I mean, whether it would pass Congress or not is an open question, and I think it's probably going to be unlikely. But that doesn't mean that he wouldn't try to do it by brute force, which is what he tried to do in the last election in January 6th of 2020 or 2021. So, yeah, it's a very, very real threat. Mark, thank you. John in Olawa, Washington. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for all your hard work and your clarity. I'd just like everybody to maybe call the DOJ and urge Merrick Garland to release the Mueller report in its entirety, unredacted.
Yeah.
And maybe they could do that in October. And I have a bumper sticker.
Uh-huh.
Own the neoliberals before they own you, or the neoliberals.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. And thanks for the call.
Day.
Sid in Santa Fe. Hey, Sid, thanks for listening to KTNF, or excuse me, to 1260 KTRC, isn't it?
I'm not sure what the call letters are.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's KTRC. I'm quite sure they're our oldest affiliate. So anyhow, what's on your mind?
Oh, wow. So, you know, back when the all those proceedings were televised and Liz Cheney was very vocal about, I think she even said, doing anything she can and everything she could do to keep Trump from ever winning the presidency again.
Right.
And I think Romney even said the same thing.
Yeah, she's doing a speaking tour right now, by the way. She's coming to Portland in a week or two.
That's wonderful. But I'm not hearing anything from them. Where are the Republicans that aren't part of the MAGA crowd? Why aren't they being more vocal? Because they could make a big difference.
You're right. And my guess is that you're not going to hear from them until probably closer to the election. You know, the consensus is that politics really starts on September 1st, you know, or soon after, you know, right after Labor Day, after the summer. But, you know, Liz Cheney's out there doing it. I heard it this morning in Oregon Public Broadcasting that, whoever is sponsoring her visit here, you know, bought an ad on OPB, on our local public radio station. And they were saying, you know, for tickets, here's the URL. So she's out there. She's banging the message, you know, spreading the message. So step by step. Sid, thanks for the call. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Tom, good day. Warning sign here from California. Headline in Politico, California's low energy primary turnout on track for record low. Only 8% of voters had returned ballots as of Tuesday. We now have mail-in ballots sent to every registered voter in the state.
Right.
So check out that article in Politico. It's dated the 27th.
What is the normal response in a primary?
Substantially higher. I can't give you the figures, but that's an easy one to look up. But
yeah,
as of right now, the numbers are indicating that Republicans are turning out far more strongly than our Democrats, and we have a Senate election, of course, where the Republican Steve Garvey, former LA Dodgers ball player, is running against a field of Democrats, and since the top two vote getters will end up in the final analysis in November, this is a very consequential election. Plus, House seats, especially in the Central Valley, that will determine the makeup of
the House. So is the deadline next Tuesday? Or is it the 19th? I mean, what's the deadline?
March 5.
March 5. Okay. Thanks a lot for that, AJ. I'm sorry I got to run, but thanks for the information. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. It'll be Anything Goes Friday. Do we have any guests, Sean? No? Cool. You and me together for 3 hours. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, same place, as I just mentioned. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So there's so many things you can do. There's so many great groups out there that you can participate with. Get out there. Get active. Tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. That's not to love. But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Coming up on Friday on Matt Nair on Air 1033, we recombobulate with the one and only Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. High-income earners who aren't up to date with their taxes can expect to be contacted by the Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS is sending out non-compliance letters to more than 125,000.